It's a Brooklyn Hipster Brunch. Jump on the L train and take a ride to the Brooklyn Hipster Brunch. We're slumming it straight from the Upper East Side. It's a Brooklyn Hipster Brunch. We're hard and chill while daddy pays the bills. It's a Brooklyn Hipster Brunch. Grab your crumpets and crumb, 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 yeah. Have your brunch at the coolest, uncool place. It'll blow those Ray-Bans straight off your face. Girlie so fly with their mom jean tush. Boys' faces hairy like a 70s bush. But don't you eat that vegan ham. Photoshop it, crop it, drop it on Instagram. The organic mimosa is so bad it's good. That's right, you'll suck on irony in this hood.
Oh my god, are you Facebook friends with Jay-Z?
Yeah. It's a Brooklyn Hipster Brunch. Jump on the L train and take a ride to the Brooklyn Hipster Brunch. We're slumming it straight from the Upper East Side. It's a Brooklyn Hipster Brunch. Come and chill while daddy pays the bills. It's a Brooklyn Hipster Brunch. Grab your crumpets and crumb.
Crump, 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 y'all.
We're punk yuppie hippies with vintage flair. Who needs ideology? Look at this hair. And no, we don't dance at shows. We like to keep it cool with a Facebook pose. Who needs a ride when you got rims this thick? Jeans so tight, he lost use of his. You never drank a ristretto like this. Costa Rican fair trade.
We're so thick.
Oh, Nadia G is hanging out with us. That's her,
that is so good.
Her new song and viral hit, Brooklyn Hipster Brunch. I like it when you do your little, like, your, what's that? The what are you
that crunky? Booty shaking.
The booty shaking.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Not
good
everybody can do
stuff.
That.
My God.
Yeah. You can dance, girl.
Oh, thank you. I had a good time making this song.
It looked
you
know, like a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was definitely a lot of fun. And rapping. Rapping is so much fun.
Yeah, I think it's something that you either can do or you absolutely
can't do. I don't
think that
can be taught, yeah.
I mean, so you, when you, that was the first time you did, or you've always been like, you know, a rap fan?
I've been a rap fan, but I this is the first time that I've done a rap song, you know. Usually I'd stick on the rock and roll side and sing the stuff, but, you know, I mean, I thought it was not bad. Not bad.
Yeah, I think it's good. It's catchy as hell, too.
Yeah, I said your show, Bitchin' Kitchen, was on the Cooking Channel. I think you gave the wrong day and time. It's actually on Sundays, 11 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Pacific time, yeah. On the Cooking Channel, Nadia G's Bitchin' Kitchen, also bitchinlifestyle.tv. You have something else you're working on, a new series called Bite Me?
Yeah, that's right. We're getting ready to shoot a travel show now, so this is going to be fun, you know?
What's going to be different about Bite Me as opposed to like the other travel shows?
Well, you know, the one thing that we brought to food entertainment is we actually made it entertaining.
Yeah.
So we're hoping...
Don't take yourself too seriously.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. Yeah. We're hoping to bring the same kind of feel to a travel show.
Now,
you know,
would
we want to have fun with the genre.
Nadia, do you worry, because this is what I worry for me when I travel. Like, I try to be a good guest, whether I'm at your house or I'm in another country, whatever it is, another country.
Another what?
Another country.
Wow.
yeah, I try to be a good guest. My fear is
eat
that...
Eat it all.
No problem. Can I have a piece of bread and stop the rest of this up? The gravy. My worry is that I end up in some, we were talking about this the other day, I end up in some country where it is, you know, customary and they've killed a lion and now I've got to eat the lion that they've prepared because I'm staying in their hut and I'm trying to be polite.
Yeah.
I don't know that I could do that. So do you find if you travel, like you have no problem eating certain things?
Well, listen, you know, I ain't no Anthony Bourdain. The donkey balls, I'm not eating them.
Okay.
No.
Good.
It doesn't matter. I'll find a way to be polite in
right.
a different kind of way, you know? It'd be like, hey, you want some Smarties?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Right, yeah.
To distract them somehow.
Some Skittles.
Yeah, exactly.
Some American candies.
Look, I got Skittles.
As you throw the lion bits over your shoulder.
Because there's a story in the news out of Florida where some place has offered lion tacos. And you can get actual lion meat tacos
for
$35.
But they're like $35, yeah.
Are you going to go to places like that that serve... Or is it not weird food at all? You're just going to like, is it unique restaurants or things or different recipes, different cultural recipes?
Right. Well, we're traveling across America.
Okay.
So
well,
it's an
good.
American world tour.
Well, these lion tacos are in Florida.
Yeah, right. Yeah. That's pretty
That's not really
pretty
America
wild.
Anymore, right? Florida?
It's, you know, borderline. You can't be too sure. But, yeah, with this travel show, we're going to be trying to find the bitchin' place. Because the problem with a lot of travel shows is that they're showing you either super exotic places that you're never going to visit.
Yeah.
And we just want to find, like, where the cool places are in America. And for us, it's always about the story that gets you to the plate. So we're bringing Panos, the spice agent, Hans, a shirtless Hans traveling around. And we're gonna have a good laugh.
Has there ever been like something that you accidentally discovered tasted good together? Like when you're in the kitchen,
yes.
It's like, oh man, I spilled that and that. Oh, like the Reese's and the peanut butter, the chocolate and the peanut butter. It's like, hey.
Oh my gosh, delightful.
Yeah, something that you wouldn't normally think would be good and you found out it actually tastes well.
Well,
tastes
here's one for you. Strawberries and fried shrimp. They are fantastic together. Because you've got a shrimp here, so you fry it in panko or tempura, so it's got a nice crispy exterior. And a shrimp is a little bit sweet, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then you've got the strawberry, which is sweet and tangy at the same time. There's a bit of tartness in the berry.
Yep.
And it is just perfect
together. Do you bite the shrimp, bite the strawberry? You mix it, or okay.
So. You can puree the strawberry, so you can just dip the shrimp
in the
fried shrimp.
Strawberry preserve or a jam, you could actually use dip, no?
I wouldn't go with the jam because they add a lot of sugar, so that might put it over the top. But if you use fresh strawberries, they're definitely a little
bit tart.
This
makes sense to me because sometimes when you order the, like, a, let's say, a coconut shrimp or something, they give you that
mango sauce or something,
so
right?
All right.
Yeah, so that was a wonderful, wonderful surprise. And you can also drizzle the strawberries with a bit of balsamic vinegar and maple syrup. And that, you know, that's a beautiful salad on its own. Italians traditionally eat a strawberry salad. So that's common because you've got the sweetness and the tangy. And then that fried shrimp will just take it over the top.
Strawberry, a little feta, a little mix-up.
Sure.
Oh, my God. Now I'm starving to death.
Now, you said that you're having great success on the Food Network UK. Mm-hmm. And that the British food has improved over time.
Oh, yeah, it really has.
No more spotted dick? You're not going to try to feed me spotted dick? Because I'm sorry. No, thanks.
Oh, geez, that visual in the morning.
Right?
I know.
No, thank you,
No,
sir.
I remember because my aunt, when I was young, she went and traveled Europe, and she went to England, and she was devastated by the food. She was like, don't ever eat there. She was so happy to finally get to Italy.
Is it notoriously bland?
Notoriously bland, but these days, I mean, it's world class. I've eaten unbelievable food in London. The Indian food is out of control. Just everything, you know. But I think food has become super popular worldwide, and because of the popularity of food
and the melting pot of London too, you know.
Absolutely.
Yeah, in Ireland, this Irish snack company has hit it big with a cheese and onion flavored chocolate bar.
Ooh.
Yeah, you wouldn't think this would be good, but it says that they've sold out of the 100,000 bars it was initially produced. And the response for requests from people on social networks has been, you know, through the roof. They've had millions of requests for it, saying it's crunchy chocolate and then a lingering taste of cheese and onion. But that doesn't sound good to me.
It sounds
surprised.
Good to me, I'll tell
really?
You. I snack on all kinds of things, and I love the combination of sweet and salty.
Me too.
So one of my favorite snacks is you grab a nice fresh baguette, and you put some brie in there and Nutella.
Oh.
Brie and Nutella in that fresh, crispy French baguette.
The sweetness of the Nutella cuts the brie a little bit.
Exactly. And then I've had other moments where I've eaten like sweet gherkins, had my Nutella and garlic bagel chips.
I think
and
you might
no,
be pregnant.
I'm not spawning. I was just going to say, I haven't spawned yet. No. It's just I like you know, to have my palate beaten
a little bit, party in there.
Exactly. A lot going on.
Did you discover this because you haven't gone to the store and you open up the cabinet and it's like, all right, there's some garlic chips and I got some gherkins and I got some Nutella. I guess I'm eating this. I mean, is that how you discover things?
No. It's the craving. The craving to have the sweet, salty, tangy, all of it going on at once. And you know,
so you
Chinese food is like...
So you're a complete stoner. Is that what you're saying?
No.
It's the craving.
It's the craving for the ketchup.
I want to go back
on the noodles.
Actually, mustard and carrots is actually really good.
Yeah. Really? See, I've never tried that.
Little Dijon mustard.
No, just regular. Just regular good old French's American
yellow.
Mustard. Yellow and orange. I mean, the contrast is there, but it's appetizing. Isn't yellow and orange the color that you...
Makes you hungry.
...you do in a kitchen because they are appetizing colors? It makes you hungry.
Yeah, they are. And in fast food restaurants, exactly.
Yeah. I got to go back to the baguette with the brie cheese and the Nutella.
So please try that.
Do I make it all together and put it all in the oven together?
No, you don't even put it in the oven. No.
Well,
you don't
warm my baguette up.
Yeah, you could. So warm up the baguette first.
Okay.
Yeah, and then you got that warm baguette, and then you slather it with Nutella and cut up some brie. Don't use the rind.
No.
You know, some people like to eat the rind, but it's not great with chocolate because there's a bit of that ammonia flavor, which doesn't work well.
Yeah, last time Nadia G stopped by, she brought us some chocolate with bacon.
Mm-hmm. And she made it into a heart shape.
And it was incredible. Yeah. Thank you so much for that. Yeah. And thank you for coming in and all your success. You know, you'll always be a friend of the show, so stop by anytime.
Oh,
anytime
I had a blast.
Around.
Thanks, Nadia.
Love your pants.
Thank you.
Those pants are sexy.
Zipper from the front all the way to the back.
The drive-by. I gotta Google drive-by pants
now. Can I
see
a picture of your pants on Instagram? Nadia, you can watch her, Nadia G, her show, Bitchin' Kitchen, as on the Cooking Channel, Sundays, 11 p.m. Eastern and 8 p.m. Pacific. Thank you so much for coming in. We're going to take another break and come back. We are Heidi and Frank. Come back to 95.5KLOS.com every day to hear more clips like these and to get the entire Heidi and Frank show. Go to HeidiandFrank.com and become a premium member. All access, people, on demand, webcast, behind the scenes, too much to name right here. Go to HeidiandFrank.com, check it out.